What? Where am I? Oh, I'm sorry. I must have fallen asleep after I found your cottage. I may have had some of your food, and maybe a lot of your wine. There was so much of it everywhere. Then your bed looks so comfortable. It's so big and soft. And you're so little. I'm not sure why you need such a big bed. Oh, where are my manners? My name is Snow White. I'm sure you must have a cute name. Tyrion. That's not what I expected. But it is a good name. And you seem like a good man. More wine? Thank you. Since you are being so friendly, perhaps you would consider letting me stay here. I am hiding from an evil, wicked queen. You as well? What a coincidence. Then you will grant me shelter? Warm food and a bed to lie in? I can perform work around your cottage in exchange. You are such a gentleman, my Lord Tyrion. I will begin my duties immediately. In the morning, that is. Even though I've slept a while, I see that the sun is setting, and I am still tired from my flight. You have only this one bed, so I shall sleep upon that couch. It looks comfortable enough, and if I curl up my legs, I will be fine. I have never slept in the same room as a man. But you seem one who can be trusted. This is your house. I cannot displace you from your own bed. That would be rude of me. Are you sure? I guess it would be rude of me to refuse your offer too many times. Very well. At least let me put a sheet and blanket on the couch for you. There. Now I will turn off the lights, disrobe, and slip into bed. I trust you will avert your eyes, lest you see my outline in the last rays of the sun. Ah, this bed is comfortable. But I can feel how cold it is getting now that the sun is gone. I can tell that winter is coming. Do you have any wood for a fire? No, that's okay. Don't go out. Don't go out now, please. This bed will keep me warm, I think. But what of you? You just have that one blanket, and I can see from here that the sofa lies in a drafty area. You will catch a cold, if not freeze to death, if you sleep there tonight. Please, Tyrion, this bed is very large, and we are both so small. There's plenty of room for us in this bed together, without us even touching. Join me under these sheets and blankets, for I shall not be able to sleep knowing that you are suffering because of me. No. Now it's my turn to insist. Let me move over. See, Tyrion, you are still almost an arm's length away from me. And we are both warm now. Although, the chill grows the longer the night lingers. Or maybe I'm not as well suited for the cold as you. Perhaps. Well, would it be inappropriate if we moved closer and shared our warmth as we slept? I know I can trust you, since you have been such a gentleman. It is so cold now. I fear I will die if I do not have your arms around me soon. Thank you, good sir. You are so warm, and your arms strong. I've barely touched a man before. My stepmother would be so mad at me right now if she could only see me. But she cannot. And thinks me dead. Which I would be had I not been able to count twice upon the kindness of men today. Tyrion, perhaps it is your body so close to mine, or the wine, or just the closeness of death today, but I am having the most impure thoughts now. Not at all like my stepmother would have had me behave. And that makes those thoughts that much more exciting to me. I could have died today. I may still die tomorrow if the queen finds out I am not dead. There is so much I have not experienced. I am pure as the fresh snow that now falls outside our window. At least in body. But in mind, my thoughts race red with passions I have kept hidden until now. And you have been so good to me. The wine, and my own mortality, it gives me the courage to offer you freely my most precious possession, my body. Okay. I guess I expected more resistance from you, given your previous behavior. But I cannot say I am at all disappointed. Although it is cold, let me remove these last few garments from myself. My body is yours when you are ready, my lord. I know that you shall be gentle with me. Tyrion. Oh. Now my body is as pure as my mind and heart. I would have it no other way. Make love to me, my lord, as you would to any other woman. Touch me, my lord. Caress my breast. And hips and legs. My body is yours as much as your bed is mine. I want to share both with you tonight. And we shall see what the morrow brings. For now, you bring me. Bring me to the edge of ecstasy. To pleasures I can never avail myself with all my servants around. No. Push me. Push me past the point of no return. No. 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 Oh. 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 regrets, Sir Tyrion. Only that I did not meet you sooner. And that I left under the cruel shadow of my stepmother for far too long. No matter how horrible it was earlier, what my stepmother tried to do to me today, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. I can see her breath now in the moonlight, but I am not cold. I am so delightfully warm. But not too warm that I do not want your arms around me whilst I sleep. And if I begin to feel cold once again, well, I know just how to cure that.